Hello, friends. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Today, I want to speak to you about five tiny habits that will change your life. And I will say, as a physician, I have seen so many people over the last two decades. There seems to be consistency in certain habits that I've seen the healthiest people maintain and continue to just thrive. So I wanted to share those with you today. So the first one, and the reason I said tiny is because honestly, these are just some shifts in maybe your daily routine that can have great impact. And then when you start adding them together, the snowball effect is tremendous. So let's talk about number one. One that's really changed my life is a daily gratitude practice. And what does that mean? So basically, it means you start your day with what you're grateful for and you end your day with what you're grateful for. The impact is that it can shift your mindset. It reduces stress. It improves your mental health. It enhances overall life satisfaction because you're focusing on what you have in the moment that is bringing you joy. And an easy way to do that is I do three senses. I used to do five, but it gets a little more tricky. But so three works, three S's. So you have sight, sound, and sensation. And so, for example, sight. I see that there's a light here lighting me up. I'm thankful for that because it makes me appear less tired and maybe not as old. Next would be sound. I can hear the birds chirping outside. You might be able to hear them too. And I'm thankful for that. And sensation can be as simple as placing your hand over your heart and saying, thankful that I'm alive, right? And so it could be touching your table. I'm so thankful for this wooden table and it brings memories to me with my families and dinners, whatever that works for you. So number one is a daily gratitude practice. Super simple and amazing. So impactful. Next, another one that has really shifted my entire state of being is mindful breathing moments. And you guys know I talk about mindfulness all the time, but I didn't really fully comprehend how powerful this simple practice could be until I really started incorporating it into everything I do multiple times throughout the day. So really it's just taking a few minutes to practice kind of deep mindful breaths. It could be while you're chopping vegetables, while you're driving, while you're listening to someone, because if when you're literally aware of your breathing, you become more centered into this present moment and you become a better active listener. And there's no greater compliment than someone looks at you and say, thank you for listening. I really felt like you listened to me. Wow. You literally gave someone your presence, your time. There's nothing more special than that. So what does this impact? Well, it can help you center your thoughts, right? Reduces anxiety and stress levels because you're not thinking about the future or ruminating in the past because you're literally in the present moment. It improves your concentration. I find that I can get into my flow much easier, be it folding laundry, cooking, driving, walking, it doesn't matter. And it just enhances your overall well-being. Even when stresses come, once you've learned this habit, then you start incorporating it even when things aren't as joyful as maybe you'd like them. Life circumstances might be a little challenging, but you tend to have a more positive attitude. So the first two are, again, daily gratitude practice, mindful breathing moments. Okay. Next is anyone who's ever had small children or went through medical school or any type of job where you worked odd, crazy hours. Like when I was deployed, I begged them to let me work the night shift so that I could call my family when they were awake during the day. And I didn't have to deal with that shift of time. But my poor colleagues who were working during the day and they had to, you know, we came from the United States to the Middle East, they really struggled. You have to be on top of your game. And so when I was in medical school, lack of sleep, you know, I think the longest I'd ever had a shift and was awake was 40 hours. I don't know how I did it. But sleep is so important, right? So how can we start this? You want to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends, right? Preferably before 11 p.m. I have some patients who tell me, I'm just not, you know, I sleep great, but I'm still tired. And then we start talking about it, and they're going to bed like at 1 a.m. getting up like at, 6 or 7, and they're wondering why they're still fatigued and they can't remember things. There's something special that happens in your brain. The cleanup crew comes in and cleans up everything that your brain just started in dealing with all day. So consistent bedtime ritual. What does that do? Well, it can improve sleep quality for number one, because you are a human being and you, believe it or not, we are a part of nature and we have circadian rhythms, just like, the sun coming up and the sun setting. That is, we're used to the light, right? We're human beings. We have light sensors in our brain that will tell us, okay, the light's coming up at this certain concentration. I'm going to be ready to sleep in about 16 hours. So that's why it's so important to get morning sunshine. But we're not talking all about sleep. But anyway, consistent bedtime, it'll help boost your mood and cognitive function, right? And it really can contribute to better physical health, because so many things happen in the evening. And if you don't have good sleep, you're higher risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, metabolic disease like type 2 diabetes, and things like that. Next is daily movement. And this doesn't have to be some aggressive, go at it, just, crazy high intensity exercise. Literally just moving your body 5 to 10 minutes a day, just getting started. It could be walking, stretching, or any type of exercise you enjoy, dancing. What does that do? Well, remember, movement is like lotion for the body, right? So it's motion is lotion, is that's the word I was looking for. Motion is lotion for the body, and really consistent movement will help with energy levels. It improves your physical fitness, which is the VO2 max, which would be more inclined to be high intensity, but that is one of the measures of longevity. And in weight management, and it decreases your risk for chronic diseases. It makes you more insulin sensitive. So many things occur with movement. You get good feeling hormones, your mood improves. So go move your body 5 to 10 minutes, just get started. There's a story, I like to share with a patient that I had who was 60 pounds or so overweight, diabetic, had all sorts of issues. And, I was trying to get her to just start walking. She goes, "Dr. Morris, I just don't have time to walk." And really, I think in her heart of hearts, she was just like, "I'm just too tired to walk." The thought of walking long distance really just exhausted her. And she just shut down. I was like, "Well, let's talk about it. When is a time that you're outside?" And she goes, "Well, when I go out the door for work and when I come home, I park my car in the driveway and I'm outside at that time." I was like, "Okay, this is what I need you to do. I need you to get out of your car, leave the door open, walk to the end of your driveway and back, and then you're done." And she goes, "What?" And I was like, "Yes." She was like, "Okay, I can do that." And I was like, "Do you pinky promise?" So I literally did pinky promise. So they're right in the office. And lo and behold, before you know it, she's getting down to the end of her driveway and back. And she's like, "This is crazy. I can go further." She'd walk around the block. And before you know it, she's walking 2 to 3 miles a day, loses 60 pounds, and reverses her type 2 diabetes. Of course, I'm pushing plants as well. But yeah, so there is some amazing things that can start with just a tiny bit of movement. Okay, and the final one, I think, is really important. And I really talk a lot about this in my Psychology of Weight Loss course. If you're interested, it's at drmarvis.com. But is mindful eating. The reason I say mindful eating is because so many of us eat, we're in a distracted place. Our minds are not in the actual presence in being aware of what we're eating or the rate we're eating. I don't know how many of you have gone to a movie and you get those big things of tub of popcorn, and you're, even before the credits are done, you're like, "The tub of popcorn's done. Like, how did that happen? Who ate my popcorn?" I did. And so the other piece is like you're watching television or something and you grab a bag of chips, and before you know it, the whole bag of chips are gone. Or maybe you buy some, Girl Scout cookies, those Thin Mint cookies, and you eat an entire sleeve in like 5 minutes because they melt in your mouth. So this is what we describe as mindless eating, right? So what is mindful eating? Well, it's basically getting rid of the distractions, the phone, the computer, the TV, sitting down, not standing up or on the go, and literally being aware of what you're doing. right? Sometimes I encourage people to use the opposite hand than their, like I write with my right hand, but to eat with my left hand would be very difficult. So that will force you to be mindful. And then thinking about where your food came from, like what was the journey of this food on your plate to nourish you and your family and your body. I think that's a really kind of fun exercise because it really does make you start to think how blessed we are to live in this day and age where food, and for the most part, at least in Western countries, is abundant. And yeah, not to take that for granted. I was on a mission trip in, back in, was it 2016 or so? And we raised funds and we raised, had 1,000 pounds of medical supplies. I was the only American doctor. It was through our church, a friend of ours, who grew up on the streets in Kampala in Uganda. And we went out to rural Uganda. So it took us 22 hours of flight time to get to Uganda. And then we landed in Kampala. And then we took another 2 hours on an interesting bus and into the outbacks of Africa. And what was fun was we'd pass by these little huts and my picture would show up. So they knew we were coming. I was like, my picture is on a hut in rural Uganda. This is so interesting. So there was 20 or so of us. And but anyway, I talk about this is because when you go and see all the things that they struggle with and they're growing their own food, they don't have running water. There was no running electricity, but they are still eating. I ate a plant-based diet there. It's incredible to think about. They have to basically secure the seeds or get the seeds that they've already grown, plant it, water it. And to go get water, it was a mile and a half hike to go get water. And yeah, and you're growing it and then you're cooking it. There's no refrigeration. So yeah, we have a lot to be thankful for, guys. And so at least I know I do. So what does that do? What's the impact on your health? Well, mindful eating can really just allow you to enjoy your food, improves digestion. You're not eating too fast or too much. Like I said, it will help prevent overeating and really just allows you to have a healthier relationship with your food. You're eating intuitively. You're eating to nourish your body and not nourish or feed an emotion, right? So, you know, adopting these habits may seem small at first, but over time, they can really have those profound changes in your mental, your physical, and emotional well-being. Really, they're the beginning of transforming your life. So, again, I'll just mention them. A daily gratitude practice, mindful breathing moments, consistent sleep schedule, daily movement, and mindful eating. And so I hope you enjoy this. And thank you guys so much for being here with me today. As always, I'm always so thankful for you to spend time with me because I know you could be somewhere else. And I appreciate all of you. And so I'm sending you love, joy, peace, and nourishment with a mindful meal, but also abundance and healing because there's so much more that we need of that in this world. So I'll be back later. And like I said, if you're needing help with a plant-based diet, check out Healing Kitchen with myself and Brittany Giroudi. It's at drmarbus.com. And I can update the links here if you like. So thanks, everyone. I will be back tomorrow with I don't know what. It just comes to me. So take care.